Well, a lot of major proposals were left on the table early this morning as state lawmakers ended their work for the year. But one piece of legislation that did pass in both the Assembly and the Senate will expand New York's paid family leave law that took effect earlier this year. Once the new law goes into effect, employees who lose a family member, such as a child, parent, spouse, or domestic partner, will be eligible for up to 12 weeks of paid bereavement leave from their job. And one of the people who advocated for this change is broadcast journalist Jennifer Johnson from 13 Wham TV, and she's here now to talk about it. Jennifer, thanks for taking time off of your job. I know you're supposed to be on the air this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for your interest, a topic that's obviously near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, you've explained on social media about how the death of your dear daughter, Grace, made you realize that more has to be done for grieving parents and other family members who lose a loved one. Tell us about your work to get this legislation passed.
Grace passed away 5 years ago, and for anyone who's been in these shoes of losing a child or a spouse or anyone who is, you know, so crucial to your life and your heart, they can tell you it is crushing. It is absolutely crushing. And I keep thinking, for example, of maybe a single mom. Let's say she has four kids, and she lives paycheck to paycheck, and maybe one of those kids passes away. And most employers in that event give 3 or 4 days bereavement. That's the policy. Now, every once in a while, you meet someone who says, my office, you know, gave this time, or I was able, they just paid me out of the goodness of their heart. But those are sort of the nice exceptions. The rule for most is that 3 or 4 days you're allowed for bereavement. And a lot of people say, you know, can't take time unpaid, have to go back to work after such a crushing loss. I've heard from folks as I've, you know, shared some of my own story of loss and grief, about them, you know, being basically ordered back to work. And I just thought, you know, there has to be a better way at a time that we talk about how important is mental health is. I can tell you, you're not in your right mind when this happens. And I think about, for example, a bus driver who, if your mind is not sharp and focused, I wouldn't want someone doing their job if they're so full of grief that they can't focus. I know in my own personal situation, I lost a lot of weight after my daughter died, in part because I forgot to eat. Your mind just does not function the same after such a traumatic loss. And, you know, to be ordered, you know, back to work, it just doesn't seem right for the productivity of the job where they work, you know, but also that person as well. So I thought, you know, I was excited when paid family leave sort of came. It's been in the works for a while now, but maybe a year ago I began to hear about it, and that's when we, as employees, began to pay into it. And I thought, what if we took that structure that acknowledges how hard and important it is to be a caregiver and say, you know what, if you have given your time and energy to this person, again, most up until now, you were given those 3 or 4 days off if they died. What if we extended the paid family leave to, if you care for someone for 5 weeks, take those remaining 3 to grieve. Take those 3 weeks to care for yourself. And it can be right away. You could do it, you know, a few days here, a few days there, a few days here. Because what doctors and therapists will tell you after you've suffered a great loss is, you know, make sure you're journaling and doing yoga and even, you know, seeing a therapist. And if you're, you know, a working parent, oftentimes there's not time in the day to do that. And so people stuff away their grief, and then it doesn't come out well in the end for their mental health. And that just shouldn't happen.
Yeah, as you've so eloquently described, there really is no timeline for grief. It just hits everybody differently. And I know that, sadly, Assembly Majority Leader Joe Morelli understands where you're coming from. He lost his daughter, Lauren, last year. Rich Funke, our senator from Fairport, his son, Rich Jr., died back, I think, in 2001. So I imagine they were right on board right away when you brought this to them?
I don't want to say I am lucky to have them, you know, as the people who represent, you know, where I live. I don't want to say I'm lucky for their loss, because there's no luck in that, clearly. But to have someone who understands what this is like, you know, Rich stood up on the Senate floor the other day and said, you know, when my son died, I went back to work right away. I thought I could be strong for my family. I thought that's how I was going to get through. And a month later, he goes, I was crippled under the weight of this grief. So I kind of thought, you know what, these two men happen to represent represent where I live, they would be the perfect folks. Now, we had to be cognizant of small businesses because a lot of businesses will tell you paid family leave is daunting to them. If you have a small staff to begin with and you take one person out, that can be very, very tough for their bottom line. So I know I checked in with a lot of different business councils and folks, and we negotiated. This is the whole reason the government is set up the way it is. There was a lot of debate, and what we were originally suggesting got cut back in terms of how much time you can take. But they, you know, took this idea and ran with it, and I'm so grateful that not only did they use their leadership to do this, but they weren't afraid to acknowledge their own pain and sorrow and loss in the process, because I think if for those people who haven't experienced it, and I hope people never will, it's hard for them to understand. So for them to explain a little bit of how their heart was hurting, it takes a lot of leadership in so many ways, and I'm grateful for that.
And Jennifer, once Governor Cuomo signs this into law, assuming he does, we haven't heard otherwise, when would this go into effect?
This would take effect January 21st of 2020. Going back just a little bit, we started paying into this about a year ago. So that pot of money that we as employees pay into needs to grow. That is why we started collecting about a year ago, and then paid family leave took effect January 1st of this year. So we want to make sure that that pot of money continues to grow so that if and when people need that, that money is there for them. So that's why there's a little bit of a delay. They'd be January 21st of 2020.
Jennifer Johnson, reporter anchor at 13 WHAM TV, a legislative advocate for paid family bereavement in New York State. How does that sound?
I don't think it's political. I think it's good government. I think it's humane government, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.